This is an executive summary of Oil & Gas 1031 Exchange FAQ, 25 questions answered, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Mineral and royalty owners ask the same core questions when they first consider a 1031 exchange, and the answers are scattered across tax rulings, statutes, and advisor lore. This FAQ gathers them in one place, organized from the basics of eligibility through the mechanics of the process and the tax and income questions that follow. It's written to be skimmed. Find your question, get a clear answer, and follow the links to the deeper guides when you want more. None of this is a substitute for advice on your specific interest, which is genuinely fact-dependent in oil and gas, but it will orient you quickly and help you ask your CPA, attorney, and advisor the right questions. Throughout, the recurring themes are the same three that govern every oil and gas exchange. Is the interest a perpetual real property interest? Did you set up the exchange before you sold? And did you reinvest fully into qualifying replacement property? For the full narrative behind these answers, see our complete guide to Mineral Rights and Royalty 1031 Exchanges. The threshold question in every oil and gas exchange is whether the specific interest is an interest in real property held for investment. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.